land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, June 16th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming out of Lansing. We have a new poll that we're going to be talking about regarding the governor's race. Three of them, actually, three different polls conducted by the various candidates' campaigns, as well as outside polling companies. We're going to have all the information for you on that. Also, big earth-shattering news. Detroit Democratic Mayor Mary Sheffield has endorsed Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Surprise, surprise. Basically, running unopposed, Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, not really running a very good campaign for governor, not raising a lot of money, not getting a lot of stuff on radio and TV. Nobody even knows who he is. Benson, on the other side, Secretary of State, has gotten the teachers union's endorsement. Basically, every major union endorsement out there for governor. It's going to be a absolute landslide victory for Jocelyn Benson on August 4th. I don't even know why she's even running TV ads at this point. She will be the Democrats' nominee for governor to face the Republican in November 3rd's general election. Now, again, want to remind you, every 16 years in the November general election midterms, we have a vote by the people of the state of Michigan whether or not we need to amend our state constitution. It's called the CONCON, Constitutional Convention. I'm voting no. Congressman John James, who's running for governor, he's voting no. We need to get the word out that this is absolutely not something we want to do at this time. The Constitution of the state of Michigan is just fine the way it is. There's no reason to mess with it. Period. End of story. So get everybody out there that you know to make sure that they're voting in November. This election is as critically as important as the November 5th, 2024 presidential election where we elected Donald Trump, put him back in the Oval Office. Well, this election is picking the next governor of the state of Michigan. The direction our state's going to go, the policy agenda that is going to happen under either a Republican governor or under Jocelyn Benson. And folks, if you think Governor Whitmer's been bad for the state of Michigan, Whitmer will be even worse. Pure and simple. So we need to get the information out to everybody, make sure that they get out and vote in the August 4th primary so that we pick the right candidate for Republican for governor. And then it's all hands on deck for November 3rd general election. This is absolutely critical, critical that we get this done. If you have any questions for Stacy, she's going to be joining us in the next segment regarding deep tissue laser light therapy treatments at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan. Text me your questions and I'll make sure I get them to her. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey,
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willie's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. She is performing deep tissue laser light pain therapy treatments. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, you got an update for us for some of the folks that have come over and utilized your services, have gotten a treatment from you. You have some testimonies for us this morning.
Well, a fun one was, remember last week when the gentleman called or texted you and said that he was in the window? We have a little ledge on the window, and he just laid in it. While he waited for his appointment, he came in quite early, and he stopped by the office and showed me how he had done. So he came in. I saw him in the waiting room. I looked at him. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? Because I know he didn't have an appointment. He's like, I wanted to show you. And he stood up, sat down. He's like, I'm back to normal. I'm like, whoa, because he was the worst person we've ever had in there for laser and chiropractic in the last maybe 2 years.
And sure.
And he was the man that came in, and I said, on a scale from 1 to 10, what's your pain? He's like, 15, or, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah, right.
He couldn't hardly walk. He couldn't hardly get in. I don't remember if he started on a Monday or a Tuesday, but we treated him, you know, at least Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I came in on Thursday for him also. And so I asked him, well, how... You know, and he seemed to do a little better each day. So I would have had to have recorded him at a 9 because a 10 would be ER, right? And
sure.
So he said that every day he was just a little bit better, but he still was having such a hard time. And he was advised to go to, you know, if this kept up, to go to the ER. And then he said, well, you need to go to your back doctor and your get an MRI. And he just kept coming back. And we're like, come on, you need to do this. And he didn't. He just didn't. And so he said that by Saturday, so the last treatment was on Thursday, by Saturday he was back to normal.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, and, it was amazing.
And now, is this the guy that was like 6'3" when he stood up straight, but when he came in, he was hunched over? He could probably not even 6 foot tall.
One of them. He's a very tall man, but yes, I don't know if he was the 6'3" one, but
okay.
but he was the worst one, and he was laying in our window. So the next day he came in, he was waiting in the window, and then between the chiropractor and myself, there is currently a table in the hallway, and so he laid on that to wait for the chiropractor. It might have been a few minutes, but he still couldn't sit on the second.
Got it. So he used both tables.
So he was in quite a bad position. So
got chiropractic adjustment and a laser light treatment those
yes.
days. Let me ask you this without violating any HIPAA regulations.
Sure.
What did he do? How did he hurt his back, his legs? What was the area that you
he
treated?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's had back surgery before. And so in a different spot. And so that's why we immediately were sending him to his specialist to hopefully try to, you know, see if there's something, you know, that he might have that might be causing this, that, you know, maybe he has a weakness or osteo, or we didn't know. So, but turned out to be good.
So he basically pointed to the spot where the pain was. And that's where Dr. Gary focused on the chiropractic adjustment, and that's where you focus on the laser light treatment.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and we go by evidence too. If there's any, you know, radiating pain to the knee or to the foot, etc., all of it gives us clues to where the real problem is.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Any other testimonies, anything else that comes to mind? I know we've had so many.
Yes. Well, I ran into the lady that has her hands done.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she's like, they're doing better every time. So she's doing really great. She has I said, okay, anything new that you can do? And she's like, well, she just has the dexterity. She's just forgetting about them. So she's actually just grabbing handles. And going to do stuff. It's not like top of her mind anymore.
Not thinking about it.
Right.
Now, this was the lady that her hands were completely almost curled right up, right?
Yeah. You know, if you curl your hands around a broomstick or something, your hands almost touch.
Sure.
You know, so if you have a larger broomstick
to your palm of your hand,
to your palm of your hands, yeah,
right.
And so that's how hers were when she came in.
Whoa!
So she couldn't really lay them flat to put them down, face down on the table in the beginning. Mm-mm. And now one is 100% flat, and the other one is probably 80% flat.
Now,
and that is a side effect
too.
I didn't know was going to happen.
This was the lady too that I believe she couldn't even write cursively. You were saying she couldn't even hold a pen,
right? And she can now. She can. Well, I don't know if she couldn't hold a pen, but she couldn't write legibly. And now she can. She can write. It's not a problem anymore.
Excellent, excellent.
Her first big aha moment was when she could do the okay sign to someone.
Oh yeah,
that was fun for her. Yeah,
finger to the thumb and the other three fingers up. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we believe in it. I've been there quite a few times. Shoulders, knees, lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely agree with you explaining it to everybody on the radio. This robotic machine with the two laser heads doing the two different things that they do just absolutely gets rid of the inflammation. But most importantly, I think the thing that helps me the best is how it kind of numbs the pain receptors. So I don't hurt as much. And, mm-hmm. and that, in effect, right there, Stacey, allows you to basically start relaxing and healing naturally just because you don't feel the pain.
Right. Like a lady that came in, she just had her knee surgery, and she had great flexibility to be able to bend her knee in the beginning. But 2 weeks later, the inflammation was so acute that she couldn't even hardly bend it. They couldn't get her to bend in PT. We did one treatment. And so I had to do a test beforehand, stand her up against the wall, maybe a foot out, and then pull your heel up on the wall as far as you can go. And it was up maybe 6 inches, 5 or 6 inches. We did the treatment, and 12 minutes later, 10 minutes later, had her go against the wall, pull her foot up again, and she could go up like 15 inches on the wall. And
Whoa.
She couldn't believe it because she couldn't feel it, but it had pushed all the inflammation, you know, helped it reabsorb it and push it into the other surrounding tissues so it wasn't concentrated there. It gave her more mobility and less pain.
Along with
the desensitizing, you know, normal desensitizing of that the pain signals going to the brain get interrupted. So it was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number for you guys to call. Do explain when they call the number 231-627-4300. Explain the process of some questions that Carlene asks and basically what they do to schedule the appointment.
Well, you just call in the office. Carlene will answer the phone and you will let her know that you would like to try the laser, the Trucker Randy, with the Trucker Randy special. And the questions would be, you know, something like, you know, are you pregnant? It's a lot of things that have to do with whether you qualify to do this or not. In the beginning, whether you have, you know, cancer, HIV, leukemia, or a hemophiliac, you wouldn't be able to do this treatment, unfortunately, right now. If you do have cancer and you've been cleared in the last, two years ago, then you can come in, no problem. And then there are other things that might make you sensitive, or you might have to wait a couple weeks. Like if you've had a steroid injection in the area that you're want treated, then we'd have to wait 2 weeks. And then if you were on any blood thinners, it wouldn't mean that we couldn't do it, but we'd want to let you know, that you could end up bruising there. But we could still treat you if you wanted to. And then light sensitivity, etc. So there's just a few things she would go over with you just to make sure that you qualified and not have to make the trip if you don't. So give her a call and hopefully you'll be good to go and we can scoot you in as quickly as possible.
Excellent, excellent. Got a text message. Jeff in Sheboygan does the deep tissue laser light treatment help with hand arthritis?
Yes. Hand arthritis, hand pain, hand injuries. You bet.
What does it do for somebody with arthritis in their hands?
Well, that lady that I was just speaking about, that, you know, she does have a lot of arthritis in her hands. So it does the same thing. It helps with the inflammation, which helps also get rid of the pain, and it desensitizes your body to it. You know, the signals that go to your brain, it, you know, eases those. So it all would help for sure.
Got it. And again, those were some of the symptoms, components of what she had going on with her fingers curling up was, mm-hmm. in fact, arthritis.
Well, arthritis and gout, which, you know, could be very related and all that. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Sure. That's a lot going on in your hands.
Yeah, right.
Now, I got another text message. Wanted to know about the pricing, because they had heard us mention before that these treatments, Stacey, are not currently covered by Medicare, Medicaid, right. any of the private insurance.
Right. Well, right now we are offering a Trucker Randy special of $99 for two treatments. So basically try before you buy. We do have packages that give you around the same amount, but it's $60 a treatment. So if you have your hands, currently your hands are small enough where I can put them together and I can treat them as one. And we could do those twice in a row, for example. The yes. same thing with neuropathy for the feet. I have you put your feet together and do that. I can do like your lower back, your lumbar and thoracic. If it's a lower thoracic, the robotic laser can only reach so far and be effective. I can't do like your neck and a knee all in one. I'd have to do those as two separate. So the Got laser it. Window is only so big. So I try to do everything I can. Another Trucker Randy audience person came in and ended up having his neck and the top of his shoulder done. And I did it all in one. So it went down almost to the shoulder and up, including the neck. So it does have quite a large window on it, but we have to be able to, you know, focus and to make it, you know, an adequate treatment. So.
Got it. Yeah. But one of the things that I want people to understand, what happens in daily lives, and this happens whether you slip and fall, or whether you even partially just slip and catch yourself, you know, before hitting the ground. Maybe you're outside gardening, pulling weeds like I did, you know, a couple of springs ago, shoveling snow, whatever it is, you end up hurting a joint. You end up hurting some muscles, some tissues, or whatever. This is definitely, Stacey, in my opinion, the first step that somebody should come in and see Dr. Gary, have him check over the spine, check to make sure there's not any impingements in any areas, that definitely then get a laser light treatment on it, because between, again, the inflammation going down, the pain receptors being nulled up so you can't even feel the pain, definitely works. I don't care what it is. It's worth a try. You know, what else do you have to lose besides short of,
oh, yeah.
you know, one guy said, and I'd like to go see if she can help me with my knee because the doctor immediately wants to do a knee replacement. And he's like, man, I'm not ready to do it. So,
but we had a lady this last week. I happened to run into her also because we have a small town, right? And
right.
The one that had the increased mobility with yeah. the knee 6 inches off the ground and then 15, I asked her, I said, how is your knee doing? Because this was obviously a knee replacement, a full knee replacement.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, it's great. Look at this. And she's walking around and doing her thing and she's not having any problems. So just one treatment for her was all she needed for that knee.
Right. I'm going to give out the phone number one last time. John and Julie down in Bay City, 231-627-4300, 231-627-4300. Give them a call, schedule an appointment. I'm telling you guys, it is absolutely a miracle what Dr. Gary and Stacey can do for us. Greatly appreciate you, Stacey. Final thoughts real quick.
It's a fast treatment session, no downtime and no side effects.
Other than no more pain.
Yep, pain-free and non-